Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome into KER Politics with Jim McKinney. Going to talk about a number of things today. You know, it came into our minds earlier today when we were putting together the daily editorial that there's a very interesting thread of thought regarding what's going on in the White House right now. You really have to wonder, since virtually 100% of the problems are being caused by Hunter Biden, and you really have to wonder if there wasn't a point in Hunter's life where his father did something to really hurt him and he vowed to get back at him. And that's what he's doing right now. There can't be any other reason for it. No sane person would do what Mr. Biden Jr. is, or Mr. Biden is doing at this point in time. It just doesn't make sense. And I believe that his father is so, what's the best way to put it? Hunter is
disengaged?
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Disengaged?
Yeah, disengaged. I believe that President Biden is, as Jim said, so disengaged that he doesn't even realize what might be going on. But this, what's happening in terms of, you know, finding the cocaine in the West Wing, et cetera, et cetera. My friend James Patterson, world's best-selling author, could not have written a book that was more complex than what's going on in the Oval Office right now. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what can be done about it. Jimmy, can you start?
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about this, which is absolutely insane. It's unbelievable circus going on in the White House right now. And the credibility of the United States and the U.S. government is basically nil at this point. We'll talk a little bit about economics in the second half of the show. We're going to have interviews with Wayne Allyn Root, who's a very conservative voice on Newsmax, OAN, and writes a lot of books. He's got some best-selling books. So look forward to that. But going back to the issues right now with the White House and your theory, Al, on what's going on with Hunter Biden, I think it's quite interesting. You know, you've got a point. Is it overtly trying to sabotage his father, or is it the addiction and his incompetence, or his, you know, just basic, you know, belief that he's above everything? I tend to think it's a combination of all three. You know, he just thinks that he's got the power of a presidential father in the executive branch to protect him, and it looks like he in fact does.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, look, let's talk about the White House issue. So the cocaine in the White House is one issue, and I think you know, there's a couple people out there that agree with me. I put out earlier in the week in our editorial that the cocaine issue is really a distraction. It's a media distraction, in my view, from the core issues of corruption that went on with the Biden family and, of course, the money that was paid to them from foreign actors. That whole investigation that's going on in the White House Oversight Committee and what's going on with, I'm sorry, with congressional oversight committees and of course, the Department of Justice attempts to, you know, hide and cover up the depth of that corruption, I think is the real story out there. But when you look at the White House and the issues that they've had in just the last week or so, the cocaine found in the White House, which, and I think Dan Bongino, you know, radio host, said it very well, there is no way anybody but a family member could get into the White House with something like that because of the inspections and the magnetometers that they do when someone comes in. So likely a member of the first family. Let's talk about just a couple of weeks ago where they had the Trans Pride event with naked transgenders pulling their shirts off on the White House lawn. Then you've got the Assistant Secretary of Health, Rick Levine, Rachel Levine, you know, the transgender woman that's man, whatever you want to call it, that's pushing childhood familiarization with trans ideology. Yeah. And then you've got Biden, who is repeating end of quote at the end of teleprompter speeches that is tripping. These things are becoming so incredibly embarrassing over and over again. There's really little credibility left for anything in this administration, in my view.
Oh, I have to agree 100%, Jim. I have to agree because somebody is obviously pulling Biden's strings. Now, the only thing that really frightens me, if an entity, group of people, or person is able to accomplish what he or it has accomplished over the past, term for the President of the United States of America, I believe that the election on 24, I believe that that election will be totally rigged, and I believe that Biden will be declared the winner.
If he's still around, it looks that way, because there is no one at the senior levels of the Justice Department that are willing to go and identify the levels of corruption.
That's
right.
Now,
we've seen with some of the Project Veritas, or I should say the O'Keefe Media Group videos of money being laundered to Democratic candidates in different states, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and, very clearly large amounts of small donations going through people that did not give those donations and actually, showing up as just tons and tons of small donations when there's the people absolutely did not do it. So who's investigating that? It looks pretty clear that the Justice Department's not following up that. And I will say this reflects right back to Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff was held in contempt of Congress, or I shouldn't say in contempt of Congress, but censored by the House, mostly House Republicans,
right,
for his accusations that he had factual information as the Intelligence Committee chairman on Trump-Russia collusion. And they censored him, but then he raised $8 million within the week or two afterwards. Now, here's what they say, that the vast majority of those were small donations. Well, if you look into the way that Democrats have been funding and basically funneling money into these candidates through these small illegal donations, where
right,
they're throwing
uh-huh.
money and pretending they're from some small donation, that's the system that they've developed, which is absolutely corrupt. But on top of that, you've got the way that the votes are being counted in these key...
Right. You do have the way the votes are being counted. It is...
very dangerous.
Whoever is behind what's going on really is very bright, very knowledgeable, very astute. They have basically... that entity or person has basically taken over the country. And that will be 100% correct and hopefully realized by the electorate if Biden is reelected, because there is no way that any sane individual could reelect Joe Biden into the presidency.
And, I have to say that I didn't believe he'd ever make, and I predicted that he would never make it through the Democratic primary, but he did.
Yeah.
And again, it's because of the machine that was behind him. And I truly believe, because the powers that be, the corporate entities, the Democratic Party leadership, they believe that they can manipulate him. And I think that's exactly why they hired Kamala Harris, why Alexander Soros was the chair of the committee that selected the vice presidential candidate in 2020.
Well, I would have to believe that somebody with George Soros, Alexander's father, somebody with his means, whether it's material or whether it's simply intellect or what have you, could certainly accomplish what's being accomplished. Jimmy, we've got to take a break for a commercial. Just take a couple of seconds, you guys. Stick around. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about why we believe this is true.